Mayor DePlessy coming to you from the Drew Estate booth here at PCA 2024 in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, part of the Cigar Coupe Coalition, continued coverage of this amazing trade show. And I'm here with none other than one of my personal favorites, one of everyone's personal favorites, Pedro Gomez of Drew Estate, the brand ambassador of all brand ambassors.
Oh, man.
Pedro.
Well, first thing first, man, thank you so very much for your amazing introduction. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do in the cigar media. And for us, you know, it's great for us to be back in PCA, bringing you guys the new stuff. Mm-hmm. It's great to see old friends. It's great to see and meet new people.
Of course.
And at the end of the day, as we already know, cigars brings a lot of people together. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So a lot of great things are happening, obviously, with Drew Estate. You know, you announced a couple of weeks ago the introduction of Shade to Black, S84. Talk to us a little bit about that and anything else that's going on with Undercrown, Herrera Esteli, all the brands that we've known to come and know and love.
Absolutely, man. Well, first thing first, to everybody that is going to be watching this video, I want to say thank you so much for your support. Thank you for believing in Drew Estate. When it comes to the new cigar that we got, Shade to Black S84, it's our second collaboration with James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, in collaboration with Black American Whiskey. So this new cigar is more medium body. My man, Willie Herrera, the master blender of Drew Estate, created a beautiful blend that James, Robert Dietrich, Jonathan, everybody agreeing on that was the blend to be. Before S84, we have M81, which was the original, the first release that we came out with those guys in 2022 in December. That's when we launched that cigar. And for us, it's great to be back right here in PCA, bringing you guys a brand new booth, okay? A booth that gravitates everything around on Shade to Black. And when it comes to cigar, the blend itself, we use a silky Connecticut shake wrapper out of Ecuador. We use a very rich broadleaf binder out of the state of Connecticut. And we use fillers from Pennsylvania and fillers that come from my homeland, Nicaragua. So the cigar is medium body, full flavor. So if you got the opportunity to see those, grab it, cut it, smoke it, and enjoy it. Because Shade to Black doesn't play no games.
Sounds good.
Pedro, thank you so much for always chatting with us. I gotta throw a serious question here. And you mentioned how, you know, part of some tobacco from your home country of Nicaragua is in the S84. Nicaragua is part of Drew Estate's roots. It's obviously part of your story. What's it like to see what Drew Estate has become and is becoming over the last few years that you've been so closely a part of it and have been the face in a lot of ways of the company? You know, everyone knows Jonathan. But you're out there preaching the word, preaching the gospel, as they say. What's it like to see your country featured so prominently with a brand as worldwide as Drew Estate?
My man, thank you so very much for your question. I will tell you like this, man. Having the premium cigar industry in Nicaragua has been a bless, because there are thousands of people that works, that the cigar industry provides job opportunity back home. So you got people that work in the tobacco fields, people that work in cigar factories, people that have the opportunity to make a living. So me, come back to your question, the experience that I have had personally seeing the evolution of Drew Estate. When I joined Drew Estate in 2006, I was very happy to start off to have a job at the factory. And I remember seeing Drew Estate, a small little factory. Back in that time, we were renting 11 different houses to run a cigar factory. And I start to see how Drew Estate has been not just bringing job opportunities to the people in my hometown in Esteli, Nicaragua, but also how Drew Estate has been changing the industry as well.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? The industry has to stay relevant, has to be excited. And for us, that's what we bring right here at Drew Estate. With all the cigars that we make, from traditional cigars to infused cigars to non-traditional cigars. So our goal is to have a cigar for every palate out there. And me, being from Esteli, Nicaragua, we are very grateful to have to have, you know, to have a job. And me personal, I'm very grateful to not just to speak in behalf of Drew Stein, but also to have the opportunity to speak in behalf of my people from Nicaragua. We are hardworking people, and cigars, tobacco, it brings what we are always, you know, always expect, you know?
Absolutely.
Having a job, you know what I mean?
From the hardworking people of Nicaragua to the beautiful booth here at Drew Estate in Las Vegas, Nevada, from your homeland to ours.
That's right.
And what's become part of yours, Pedro, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, man, thank you so very much, man. And for everybody up there, thank you so very much. Stay smoking. Stay blessed.
Absolutely. Pedro Gomez, everybody. Drew Estate. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Man, that's a great...